I never expected today to be quite as emotional for me as it has been. You guys won. You guys held.
Adam, I didn't expect this would be quite so emotional either, but it must be an Adam thing today.
Well, that pathetic display kicked off a debate spurred by our next guest about whether real men cry in public. Joining me now is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. All right, Matt, what's wrong with men showing kind of their sensitive, vulnerable side in public? I mean, why is that a problem?
Well, I do think it's been interesting that I said men shouldn't cry in public, and lots of men have responded to that statement by crying in public, which hasn't really made me rethink my original assertion. And by the way, I think I'm being generous here. I did say there are exceptions, like, you know, if a loved one dies or you come home from a long deployment hugging your children, you get your arm stuck in a wood chipper, you're watching the end of the movie Rudy. Like, there's a couple other exceptions. Maybe I could write out, like, publish an actual guide, and if a man feels like he's about to cry, he can consult that guide to find out if it's a sanctioned sobbing fit or not. I could possibly do that if I need to. My real point, though, I think it's a pretty simple one. It's just men should try to control their emotions. You could go too far on the stoicism end of it, but we should try. Right now, we're erring way on the other side of that extreme. Just try to control your emotions and not cry all the time. People react to that, though. It's like one of the many common sense statements you can make these days. People react to it. They don't just disagree. They react to it like it's the most insane, outrageous thing they've ever heard. There were guys threatening me physical harm because I told them not to cry, and they were crying while they said it, so I wasn't really worried about it. But it's a pretty crazy reaction.
Well, there are some really tough guys who occasionally just, you know, the emotion overcomes them. One of my, well, favorites is Brett Favre. Okay, he was retiring, and I mean, he's, you know, that's emotional. I mean, don't women really, I'm thinking, do women love that? I mean, maybe they do. I mean, he was torn up. He was so torn up, he joined the Jets, Matt. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I will allow that. I mean, if you're retiring from an athletic career, all that, just don't retire from your career in the middle of the competition, as we learned this week. That's another thing I would recommend.